I have a question on the Mike O'Mara show as we begin things right here. Is it really that cold in here? Everybody's got their coats on.
It's pretty damn cold in here, Mike.
Is it really cold in here?
It's pretty chilly, Willie, yes.
Is it
me? This is an old Victorian.
It's an old Victorian, but I mean, is it really? When I see RJ with a fleece zipped up to his chin, and I see Rob wearing his overcoat.
Would you be more comfortable if we took our coats
off? Rob, I'd be more
comfortable
if you took all your clothes
pants
off.
He would like you to take your
Buzz,
pants off.
Buzz, I understand.
That's
stay just the way you...
Really? No, I think we should all...
I think we should all take our coats off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing a surprise for me. Okay.
There it is.
All right. Get ready, America. These are the...
Did you like one, Mike?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Rob Spiewak personalized
shirt. Do you know,
shirt.
You couldn't have played into it any better.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah,
all right. Oscar says to me at the beginning of the show, he says, don't do anything to start the show. I've got a surprise. I said, hey, take the pressure off of me.
Right.
And then I go right to that, and little did I know, you are all wearing what is the Rob Spiewak...
Get Ready America t-shirt.
The Get Ready America. So does this mean that our individual t-shirts...
Yes.
Oh, yeah. People have already ordered those, but we thought in honor of the cartoon coming out today and you know, how much we love Rob, we would wear these.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love a tribute in fabric.
If I'm not mistaken, Rob was the number one seller.
Much more popular than the rest of us.
Who keeps track of
number
such details?
Number one.
That's, you know, just, you know, statistics bore me.
Number one Rob.
We wear these.
Super.
We wear these, though, Mike. We wear these not to honor Rob, but to torture you.
That's why exactly right.
I would like to think, Mike, I wouldn't want you to put it on now, but you'd want to put it on after the show for the post-show picture.
Yeah, of course.
We want a post-show photograph.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot that when we'd had that little battle that Rob was the Rob was the number one seller.
We've been sitting on that joke for months.
I was amazed at that. That's true.
Bet you wish Frankie knew what to do with that about now.
And that's good stuff. And obviously they have them in triple X, too,
sir.
Right?
Mm-hmm. All sizes.
Yes. For all figures.
RJ's wearing his.
See?
Look at the name
on
the back, though.
Yes, I know the name on the back. I'm aware of the name on the back, for Christ's sake. I know the name of the show, for God's sake.
You know, after they look at my face up front and they want to take a look at my shapely ass, they'll be seeing your name, Mike O'Mara.
Shapely ass.
Your name.
Nothing quite like a shapely ass.
And you know, Mike, it wasn't that cold in here. We were just pulling a gag.
I really was starting to get a little complex because this is a very difficult... note to Mark Ronick. Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Get us a heating and air conditioning company.
Oh, sure.
If you could get one of those for pure trade, would you boys like to be more comfortable in here?
Be all right, sure.
I'd like it Letterman cold in the summer.
I am here to say that I am ready for a few significant trade items. Obviously, for the revenue sharing that we do with the show,
we
prefer cash, but I'll tell you something. I like, you know what I'd love to have? When you boys walk in every day, that chimney, that fireplace that you see over there,
gorgeous.
That is a non-functioning fireplace.
That's unfortunate.
I don't know why it isn't.
It goes well with the non-functioning board op.
I never pursued it, but it is a non-functioning fireplace. So I don't know why it doesn't work.
No one's ever told you why?
No one's told. They just said, don't for God, for the love of God.
There's a body in there.
Don't put a fire in that fireplace.
So let me get this straight. When you bought this home, they said, and we've got this fireplace, but you can never use it.
That's kind of where it was.
And you never questioned it.
You know what? Back in the day. Back in the day. When I was kind of wiping the old butt with the 50s, you know, I really did. There's so much crap. I live my life so differently now than I did then. I dot every T and cross every I. Swear to God.
You'd like Tom DeLay to launder those 50s for you now.
Hey, Tom DeLay, safe trip. Safe trip.
Who sold you this home?
A gentleman.
A friend
by
of yours?
No.
Okay.
No.
Would not call that person a friend.
No, I wouldn't call him a friend at all.
Okay, so the friend.
I had this home inspected and I still got screwed.
Well, that's a question. The first thing you look at that fireplace, that's something that's like a deal breaker.
They covered like holes in the ceiling.
This is an historic landmark.
Oh, F this. They can make things work. Have you seen this old home? They go in there and fix everything.
Here's what I need fixed.
This old house.
And I'm not concerned about this room, although this is the front of the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the original part of the house.
Right.
And you guys know, and Buzz more than anybody, it is a little chilly.
It can be. Today's not bad.
It's not bad today, but in the front of this house, it's chilly. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is we are right underneath where my progeny snoozes.
Are you?
And I walked into Catherine's room the other day,
And I swear to God, I felt like a bad father.
Yeah. Wow.
She did not have her space heater on, and I swear to God, she was curled up in a little ball, and it had to be 48 degrees.
One more lump of coal, Mr. Scrooge.
And it's because, what I understand, it's because
coal is temporary.
There's no insulation. Yes. They didn't have it back in the days.
I have the same problem in my parents' home.
Because they don't have it.
I grew up in a room similar to Catherine's.
Right.
My side of the house
faces
what would be the breezeway of the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to always tell my parents, hey, since my sister and brother had moved out and gone to college, can I move into one of their rooms?
Right.
But oh no, they are sacred. Shrines. You cannot move into their room.
Right. What you need to do, Mike, is call 1-800-FIREMAN. And they will come out
now,
and they will fix.
Now, so you're giving plugs away.
You're giving free.
And we're getting nothing
you
for
are
it.
Freaking giving freebies
Damn
away.
Damn it.
This is like your love of pop culture does not allow you to filter the fact that we can have a trade arrangement with
you
these
You do get
things.
Worked up when you start talking like Bill Cosby.
This, you don't understand, Rob Spiewak.
And you have new windows up there, right?
No, I don't.
Oh,
that never came through.
No, I don't.
That trade never came
through.
You
need to talk to Chris Kohr.
Now I'll do it. Oh, that.
Stop. Just relax.
That's great. I got to come in and see a t-shirt with Rob's face on it, and then you mention Chris Hoare.
Well, I'm not thrilled with the man either.
Can't say this on the radio, but I can say it on the podcast. Right. What a stick he is.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
But there is some good news. Oscar is back. So we are going to have a big party today to welcome him back, and hopefully that'll lift everyone's spirits.
I really have no preference. We don't even have to have a party.
No. Hey, don't be ridiculous. Of course, we are going to have a party, the celebration of Oscar. Oscar night. And I want it to be Oscar specific.
Michael,
I mean, not because you're gay. Your gayness does not define you. Your Mexicanness is what defines you to me. And I think we should celebrate Oscar's Mexicanity. So, Phyllis, I want you to go find firecrackers and a chihuahua. Pam, in the frozen food section, Swanson makes a delightful chimichanga.
Why don't you have me riding in on a donkey into the office, Michael?
Ah, a burro. Of course. If Oscar wants a donkey, let's get him one.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Hello, KCJJ. Hello, Hi. The game in Vermont. Hello, everybody on the internet. There we go. Yes, sir. He's on it today. Got my sleep figured out. Got my sleep pattern figured out.
Good for you.
Still passed out on the way home today.
Oh, dear.
But after my ice cream cone at McDonald's, yes, several cocktails.
Sure, just to steady the nerves.
Yes, to steady them. No, but I feel wonderful.
Well, that is good.
You look like a million bucks.
If I can figure out the commute between Washington, D.C. and Manassas on the way home, I'll be fine. I got it. This is the pattern, okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
This is the pattern. I do this show. Then I fart around doing whatever I have to do.
Right.
And sometimes just farting.
Yeah. Right.
And then at literally about 5:30, power nap.
Yes.
No, wrong. Oh. 2:30 to 3:30, power nap.
Okay.
Power nap from 3:30. What?
60 minutes, and that's all you
need. No, I do a 2-hour power nap.
2 hours. Well,
2:30 to 4:30 or 3:30 to 5:30.
That's your napping window.
The 2-hour window. Do the power nap, I'm up, and then to bed at 10 o'clock. Like clockwork, start getting drowsy, I do it.
You miss, but then you can never watch The Good Wife.
May I say this now, that I liken to what happened to us this past week of you not being on a sleep schedule.
Yes.
To the worst of the worst that I've had sea girlfriends riding their crimson tide. I can't say
crimson.
Crimson
three times.
Crimson. I can't say it.
Crimson.
Add it to
but
the
that's
list.
What I felt like. I was like, I feel like he's on his period all the time.
I was on my period last week.
Was tough.
And you sound happier today.
I feel better.
Well, that's
I
good.
I feel
that's
better.
Great.
You look good.
I mean, I still...
You sound great.
I still have that feeling of, the fatigue that never goes away.
Well, sure.
When you get up at...
Morning drive,
middle of the night. Well, however, that's really the way it is.
None of us are getting any younger. Yesterday, I think it was during the weekend, Julia said, Dad, my heel hurts. I said, you know what? I haven't felt really good in about 15 years.
You
and
look
you
better.
Just better get used
you
to it.
You look happier. Right?
Well, I just...
Do you feel good enough to put on a t-shirt for a post-show picture?
You know what? No.
anyway. Perhaps tomorrow.
Enjoy it across America on stations like Iowa 1630 KCJJ, right. Vermont's 107.1 The Game, and in 145 countries around the world. From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, I suddenly have this desire, because I was logging a little time with satellite radio.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Rob, you listen to satellite more than anybody in this room.
Mostly the
who's
music
the guy
stations.
That's on all their channels? That's the Sunny guy, the Sunny, Sunny Fox? Is
yeah,
Sunny?
That's Sunny Fox. He's like one of their booth guys,
this
right?
is MichaelBarrowShow.com.
Oh, there you go. That's nice.
They've got this 700-year-old man that does like 16 of their channels that's just always like this. He's always interviewing the comedians. And he's just, hi, how are you? It's like,
you need to stay close to just a few channels if you're going to do satellite radio. Once it gets out past a few, you're on your own, buddy.
You know, I'm enjoying it until they charge, and then I say, right, you know, pass.
I've heard from more people than a few that if you don't pay, they don't cut it off.
That's true.
Really?
Oh, man, they're so hurting for subscribers.
Well, I don't know if they've maybe, I might be, I have no idea whether they, whether I'm in the window or not, but.
Every month, they offer me 5 free months of satellite radio.
Oh, that's
it's
good.
Crazy.
It is Tuesday, January 11th, 2011, and we are over 4.5 million downloads and growing every single day. Our show today is brought to you by Amazon. You can find almost anything at MichaelMaraShow.com/Amazon, mm-hmm. including products you hear on the show. Now, what I want to talk about today is the big announcement from Verizon.
Yeah, I have some news about that.
That they are going to be offering the iPhone.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
The way my techie advisors tell me that we are going to have a mass jump, perhaps,
maybe.
From AT&T to Verizon. I don't know whether that's going to happen. I will tell you this, that Amazon Wireless, that is what we have through our website. And if you are going to be making any kind of switch, if you're looking to join the iPhone family.
Or just buying a new phone.
Buying a new phone, or you want to switch from one side to the other. Mm-hmm. You know, you're an iPhone user and you want to switch from AT&T to Verizon. Mm-hmm. Wherever you want to switch, whatever you want to
do it through
with
Amazon,
your cell
through
phone,
us.
Please do it through Amazon and do it through our website.
Nice.
If you want to know how to help the show, you do that transaction through Amazon, through the website,
cool.
MichaelMaraShow.com, and it helps, okay? Support the show and shop through us. That's MichaelMaraShow.com/Amazon.
Do it.
And we really appreciate
it. Does
that.
Anyone in the squared circle in the living room studio currently have Verizon as a provider?
I had them briefly. Mr.
RJ
says Diaz
yes.
does.
Do you love it, RJ?
It's okay.
Thank you.
Aren't they all okay?
Isn't that true about all cell phone companies?
Aren't they all just okay? All
providers? Yeah, you know, it depends. You know, one company's great for customer service. The other one has a good good signal.
It's all
know,
where
it's,
you live,
it's trade-off.
What you're getting. I know for myself personally, if the switch does happen, once I do get out of my contract, I will be going through Amazon and switching to Verizon.
Brilliant.
And for the simple fact that I live in an old 1930s building and Verizon gets service in my apartment and AT&T spotty.
Right. Okay, that's
right.
It.
Bottom line.
What were you going to say, RJ?
Similar thing. It's all relative to where you are.
Where you live.
Because you know, everybody drops calls. Calls get lost. Messages get lost. They all do the same thing.
Very good.
Buzz. And I've noticed some skipping around with AT&T, some inconsistent service, and I think that's one of the most common complaints about them. When I was in the hospital, I was unable to text or call certain people locally.
Well, that's because you were sleeping.
I could call.
Because you were heavily sedated.
Half the time. But when I was awake, I found that I had trouble making local calls or text, but could easily call and text across the country with no problem, which made no sense to me.
What
at
is
all.
The very latest on that?
And here it is. And because we're fair and honest and want to bring you the proper consumer news, here's what I'll tell you. As we speak right now, Verizon is making their announcement that they will now carry and sell the iPhones. There are some things you should know about that. By the way, they will start at the end of this month. And Apple is the big winner in this because it means ultimately them selling millions more iPhones.
Good for Apple. They need that.
Sure, stop you right there.
Sure.
No slam against Verizon.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk about Apple and you talk about all these other companies, if it was Apple, they'd be making an announcement today and they would start selling it tomorrow. I just want to say
that. No, I agree.
Probably.
People don't
probably.
Like to wait. Making an announcement to say you start selling at the end of the month.
You lose the sizzle.
You lose the sizzle completely.
What's great about Apple, just overall, let's remember that Apple, and I think we lose this in this whole technology game of where everything's being made, where things are, what companies are, what from what country.
Right.
Apple is, and Microsoft are made in America. Mm-hmm. They're in America. Now, there are components overseas, obviously.
Of course. Right.
But it's an American company, so this is great news for the American company.
We let foreign children handle the toxic materials that go into the phone.
So, the end of the month, they're going to start selling the iPhone.
Yeah, exactly. Now, and the big losers in this are going to be the smaller phone companies like Sprint and the others who don't have iPhones to offer. They're now up against two big companies that are offering the iPhone as a smartphone.
May I ask a layman's question, because I don't know all about why iPhones, for example, why not sell them through every provider? Why not?
Well,
I don't get it.
Oscar would be able to answer
that. It's the contract. Verizon, funny enough, was the first one offered the iPhone deal, and they passed because they didn't like the way that Apple wanted to break up, I guess, break up the margins. So they said, no, we're not dealing with this. We're not going to do
it. Didn't know that.
So AT&T accepted what Apple was providing in the way they were getting paid, the way that they were going to be paid for the phones. And they said, this is going to be the best phone. It's going to change your world. They had a 3-year exclusive deal with the phone. So what AT&T could have done, and I don't know if it's really AT&T's choice because no one's really talked about this yet, they could have extended the deal. But I think Apple itself and Steve Jobs himself was upset because AT&T doesn't really have the infrastructure.
They didn't. They're still working on it.
They don't right now.
Still don't.
They don't have the infrastructure to deal with the amount of data that's being thrown over their network.
We're downloading movies, for crying out loud, on their network.
And nobody could have really seen this. But Verizon, on the other hand, whether it may be slow or not, I don't know, had the infrastructure to deal with this from the beginning. That's why AT&T went to Verizon. Mm-mm. They passed because they...
Apple went to Verizon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Apple went to Verizon. They passed. AT&T picked it up. And now that the contract's over, maybe Apple said, forget this. We're going to go to Verizon now because they'll play ball with us because they realize how many phones they're going to sell.
And is a little bit of, Oscar, you understand Apple and how they work more than anyone.
Yes.
A little bit is still the sizzle, right? They want to make it, you have to go to a limited number of places before you can get the product.
It's not necessarily the sizzle. It's the deal they're getting from these phone companies.
But don't you think it would weaken their sizzle? I mean, this is equivalent to when silly people lined up to get an iPad. But it's... Yes. You want to make it exclusive.
I heard you people in there.
No. But
the exclusivity at the beginning was the sizzle.
And isn't that something that Apple sort of prides itself
on? Oh, absolutely.
Sure. And so there's part of that, too.
Yes. Okay, let me tell you about the iPad. Since you brought it up briefly, I will tell you this. My daughters got iPads, and my daughters had a great Christmas. My daughters and their fabulous broken home Christmas. as the ex provided the iPads, and I provided the iPhones.
Very nice.
They are they are fine with the iTechnology, and I will tell you one of the things that I really enjoyed about the iPad, because they brought them over this past weekend, and we are now in the world of, and this is what I think it's going to get to, we are now in the world of, have you seen this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I am doing it now constantly.
Right.
And the thing I was sharing with everybody, I don't know if we have it on our website or not, I think we do, is the Alex Ovechkin Varlamov ad for ESPN. If we don't have that, we have it on the Edge website. We'll put it on our website as well.
Okay.
It's on YouTube. You can see it. And I think it's one of the funniest. ESPN ads are terrific anyway.
They are.
And this one, Rob, you would crack up at this.
Cool.
It's,
they're hockey players, aren't they?
Two hockey players, and they go up to Bristol, and they're in the full dress. Which just cracks me up when they do this with all athletes on ESPN. And Steve Levy, I believe, is the anchor for ESPN that walks by, and it's a darkened room, and Alex Ovechkin is in there going through a file cabinet. And he turns on the light, goes, Ovi, what are you doing? And Ovi looks at him with his broken English, and he goes, late night filings. Oh, he looks at Ovechkin, and this translates explaining it as well. As he goes, oh, I thought you were some kind of Russian spy or something. And Ovechkin goes, and he walks by, and then when he gets past the room, they show Ovechkin a close-up, and he frowns like this. And then the ceiling opens up, and it's Varlamov, the goalie, who's upstairs. And he says in Russian, that was close.
And they
subtitle it, and Ovechkin goes, too close. And then Ovechkin's pulled up through the ceiling on a rope.
God, that's
like
great.
It is great.
But the iPad is great for showing people stuff like that.
Yeah, I've got my iPhone, and I want to show a couple of my buddies,
but
my buddy Randall, I want him to see this, and it's small.
Right.
And then I'm like, I said, Catherine, get your iPad. And there, to me,
right there was amazing. One of the greatest uses of an iPad it's that amazing. I could figure
but,
out.
But let me get back to the iPhone for just a second, the Verizon Switch, and why you might not want to make the jump. A lot of us have been saying, oh, gosh, I can't wait until Verizon gets it so I can make the Switch because I'm not happy with AT&T's spotty service. That's completely legit, and I'm one of the people who said those things, but here's what you need to know. First of all, there's going to be, for example, the contracts that we all just recently signed with AT&T, if you look at the fine print, the language is much tougher for getting out of the contract. You need to know that Verizon intends to service its existing customers first. More than three quarters of the iPhones it'll be selling this year will go to existing customers, not newbies. You also need to know that Verizon is going to put your iPhone, regardless of the model, on the old 3G network, which means if you're currently on AT&T and you're in a position where you can talk on the phone and surf the internet at the same time, if you switch to Verizon, you're going to lose that ability.
Wait a second. I don't know if that's clear because, and this is getting real nerdy, so get ready to pass out.
Yeah, this is getting too technical.
When the iPhone 5, and just to finish up, the iPhone 5 comes out this summer, Verizon won't have it. They'll have to wait an additional year to get that model. So there's some inks, some catches
in
the deal.
So AT&T is still rolling through. But I think the 3G, what you just said about the 3G.
Right.
I mean, if they're on the 3G network, they can do both of those. What's the difference? We're on the 3G network.
All I know is what I read from the announcement.
If you have
a
3G model, you can do both of those.
Right.
So I don't think that one.
Nothing but nerd.
I don't
talk.
Think that really makes sense. But if you read it, I get what you
also. Well, let's see. If you're on Verizon, I read you can't make phone calls.
3Gs. 3G, greed, gourmet, and gluttony. That's my 3G network.
And most of America doesn't have the 4G network. They offer the 4G aspect of doing something, but they don't have the
3G. I'm with you, Rob. I'm with you.
Pardon me, Master Luke. Would it be okay if I powered down for a
moment? All right, we're going to leave R2-D2 and C-3PO to have this discussion off air. We're going to take a break when we come back. We're going to get a health update on our friend Buzz because we haven't done that in a while. I was worried about him yesterday.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, he was like kind of up and down. I was concerned.
He was on the 3G network?
He was on the 3G. I want to hear this. And then I'll talk about diet and exercise right after this. We'll be right back. Everybody's looking for the perfect world. You can have everything your heart desires. Huey Lewis. He likes the gang. Remember that?
Nothing wrong with that, Mike.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our second segment is brought to you by the brand new Mike O'Mara Show animated series.
Yeah.
Download the Strine Studios cartoons each month. Another way that we monetize our show for just $1.99. This is something we're very proud of, and we're very happy to be associated with Gabe Strine and Strine Studios. A brand new episode is now available. The Mike O'Mara Show animated series, available only at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And I think you'll enjoy these. They're very, very well done and very funny. And, that's our T-shirts. Everybody's wearing
and
those
T-shirts.
And
they work on the 4G network.
Absolutely.
I can't 4G, tell you.
3G, 2G.
Well, a couple days ago is the one when
your hair smells terrific.
When I saw G. Gordon Liddy. When I saw this cartoon for the first time, I can't tell you the way it makes me feel.
Yeah,
because growing up and watching cartoons, who doesn't want to be the voice of a cartoon, particularly in this business?
You know what? I've had only two opportunities prior to this in my entire life, and I remember them. I don't remember college roommates I had. Mm-hmm. I actually remember animated things that I did. I was Happy Bass, the official Lake Anna spokes bass, way back in the day when Lake Anna was like this new frontier.
I never knew you were a spokes. I knew the second one.
43 miles of crystal clear shoreline.
Wow. Oh, nice. That's the same. Not to be confused with Marty Bass from Baltimore.
Lance Bass.
And I was the Shoppers Food Warehouse top quality tomato. Yeah. Top quality tomato.
What was the line?
You
got to remember the
line. With warehouse prices every day.
The great thing is that they thought it was cheaper to hire you to do that than to buy a voice effects machine.
I know.
Because you can do a high voice like
and
that.
And I remember Buzz, you can relate to this as somebody who's done voiceover. Okay. I was in the 40s in takes to do one line.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's stupid.
And it was something warehouse prices with something warehouse. I forgot what the line was, but it was with top warehouse prices every day. And she had me do it about 48
That's
times.
That's crazy. See, I get cranky after about the 12th take.
And I was in a recording studio where some of these recording studios are big, some are small. Some of them have little tiny booths where you go in and shut the door and it's just you in this booth.
Hot.
And it is so goddamn hot. Yeah. And I was in one of those and I'll never forget the lady. So salute to her, whatever her effing name was.
I remember once being in an air airport bar with you.
Yes.
Between marriages.
Yes.
And we were having a drink before a flight, and you said to a young lady who you were showing some interest in, you said, I've done a commercial as a tomato.
It was a great line.
It was.
It was a great line.
You hooked her. You
as
hooked
a tomato.
Her. She never joined us on the trip to Wichita. But,
no.
She was doing
but it was nice.
No, because I'd do it as a joke, and it would be my kind of thing going, you know, I'm the Shoppers Food Warehouse top quality tomato.
And I remember looking over, you were gesturing at the TV.
Yeah. Oh, it was on then. It was doing its run.
A television commercial, yes.
I'm that.
That's me.
I'm that
That's
tomato.
That's my voice.
I tell you, animation is the greatest, and now we're all animated.
Right.
And we're delighted with that, so check that out, and it is a great way and, to help support the show.
And there's nothing funnier, in my opinion, than seeing a cartoon character blink. I don't know why that cracks
me
up.
Oh, that to me
and,
is one of the funniest things.
And the other thing,
does.
And you'll see in this latest cartoon, an animated character showing shock and surprise.
Yeah. Right,
that's
right.
Equally funny. Mm-hmm. So get the cartoon.
It's we are stuff. So delighted. And, you know, the only thing whenever I see anything that comes from the Strine Studios, I say, boy, wouldn't exclusivity have been wonderful? As I see Trip Affleck and 7,000 other people with their lovely.
Oh, well, then, you know, that's part of the fun. I think.
I know it's
our,
part of the fun.
Bringing our friends in.
I know,
deal,
but sure. Yeah, even, well, no, not my fun.
They don't get to speak. We're the only ones who get speaking roles.
I understand.
It's okay that my dad has one, right?
Yeah, of course.
It was his Christmas present, you know.
They all look the same.
You don't hate Christmas, do you?
You don't hate Christmas or family, do you?
What I would like Gabe Strine to do is I would love a T-shirt with everybody. Like anyone, everybody he's ever done.
Oh yeah, that would
just
be
have
like,
a giant
cover
like,
of Sergeant Pepper's.
Like what? It would look like one of those old MGM United Artists pictures with all the people.
Like the opening of The Simpsons.
With
the townsfolk.
Everybody there.
Right.
That's it. So
I
that
like
would
that.
Be fun.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So check that out. We are back. We are here. We are queer. We are diving into the deep end of the pool. Let's check on our health update. How are you after a month or so? Almost a month.
I feel great. What I'm finding out now is that to recover from pneumonia, it's like a 2 or 3 month process. I feel almost 100%, if not 100%, back to normal. But, you know, the x-rays and other stuff, you know, the measurement of my lung capacity and that kind of thing indicates that there's still a couple of months of healing ahead of us. But the good news is I feel terrific, and there's nothing I can't do.
Well, here's another thing. So physically, I think we can all tell that you're doing very, very well physically. As
well,
far as psychologically, we mentioned the fact that last week I had my... my menstruation period that I that I went through.
Mike had his menstruation.
My menstruations. With you, you know, I think there was one show where we butted heads. You're kind of driving me nuts. And then yesterday you kind of were snappy, but not necessarily out of character. And then you got a little... in the news, you were sharing that story about that little girl.
Sure.
You got emotional,
absolutely,
which is really not like you, not 100% like you to do that when you're talking about something else. And so, just with all that included, I don't think we've ever asked you this.
My mental state,
you know, not. I don't want to put it that way.
No, it's fine. I think it's a fair question.
The mental state, but I mean, how has this affected you? Intergovernment wise, as far as, you know, going through this, is any, you know, I don't see a, you know, it wouldn't be the it's not a dramatic change in you, but I'm curious, and that leads to that question. That's why I was going to say, how has this changed you?
I think anytime you've been under sedation or even if just going under for surgery, like in the case of Oscar's dad, and certainly as we get older, I think we tend to become more emotional. The other thing I have realized, I've heard so many great stories from people and gotten so many great Facebook messages, and one of the things that I've been humbled by and realized in the course of all this is that there are so many people who have had it so much worse than anything I've faced recently. Yeah. I mean, what I had recently was dramatic, but it's nothing compared to what some people are living through or have lived through.
Right.
And that really affects you, so that when I see a story about the little girl or whatever, I think, geez,
all
what
right.
happened to me was
that's
nothing.
All well and good, but I'm curious about, and let's talk about you and you and the way this experience affected you psychologically. And the question, I'll frame it a different way.
Sure.
Do you feel that you have changed in any way? Do you feel that, you know, whether conscious or subconscious, do you look at the world differently? Do you look at, you know, do you get up differently? You think differently? Or do you feel like you're back to the way things were? I'm just curious.
This
I'm
is
just
the
curious
second
about
time,
that.
As I understand it, as I've been told, this is the second time I have in my adult life that I have nearly died in the hospital.
He's cheated death.
Yeah, a couple of times.
That's because you're too effing nice to your doctors.
And so you get sort of a, you know, what the F sort of attitude. You know, I mean, when you face death and beaten it, I guess, in that sense, and I don't know that I faced it directly, that I was that aware of what was going on.
Right.
But when you have that kind of experience, I think, I don't know, you just feel like... a little more cavalier. I can't really pinpoint.
Do you feel like kind of like you know, nothing can that? Well, that's, I mean, that's one, totally on a surprise
hand,
to me.
On one hand, I'm being more careful. Like I'm not smoking. This is the 41st day. I'm never going to smoke again. That's no problem.
Right.
But at the same time, I feel a little cockier than I felt
that's
before.
That's fascinating. Yeah. Wow. That is really very cool.
Cockiness or sort of giving into the fact that destiny will take you when it's time for destiny to take you. What's going to happen? Have
I can step out and get hit by a bus, so what the heck? You know, I mean, that's
kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's
I'm glad I asked the question because I didn't know. I you know, I've been when we covered the whole attitude, you know, the attitude of coming back and feeling good, and the cigarettes and all that.
Right.
That was one thing. But then I was thinking, you know, after going through that, and that's a surprise answer. I wouldn't expect that. That's interesting that you're
it's honest.
You've been there. Sort of cocky. You're kind of like I'm
bring
bad.
It. Bring it.
Yeah.
Bring
Come it. On now, yeah. Grim Reaper. I faced you. Yeah. I faced you down.
There's a little bit of that. You know, it's subconscious mostly, I think. But yeah, I've detected it too.
Anything else?
No, I mean, but in the end, I'm the same guy. I mean, like I said, maybe a little cockier.
And his feet are now two different sizes.
What about the what about the traditional cliches that you would hear? You know, besides, because the cocky thing is not a cliche.
No,
you don't really hear that.
Right.
Hey, I got a little extra swagger.
Right.
You know, I've done this twice now. You hear the cliches along the lines of "stop and smell the roses." Mm-hmm. I appreciate the taste of pancakes
some of
now
that.
Even better. Is there anything that you appreciate more after going through that?
Yeah, I think I'm more conscious of the struggles of other people and maybe more sensitive to them than I was before.
All right.
Just because I see it relative to what I went through, that some people are better off, many people are worse off, and I'm just more aware of that now.
Okay, go ahead.
It's pretty serious, but maybe you could shed some light on it. The one thing that I felt with both my mother with her back accident and my father with his emergency surgery was, and I've been pretty selfish about this, that I don't know if I want to have children just because I just feel like you're going to spend so much money on them, and it's just, why can't you just live your life?
It really
you
is a
selfish bastard.
No, Mike, he's right. It's a horrible investment. I've been spending money for over 10 years, and I realize nothing.
And everyone I talk to says that your wife or your girlfriend or whatever you're dealing with changes as soon as they have kids, and it's just, but then as I'm running towards the hospital, whether it's for my father or my mother, did you realize at that point that you wish you had some offspring that had some obligation to take care
Can
of
Can I jump in here?
Yes.
Can I give you a little, since we got a little syrupy sweetness in life?
Sure.
Okay, this is perfect time to share this story, okay? This is about my weekend. And listen, if we're not doing yuckety-yuckety all the time, I apologize, okay?
There's always
but I think you'll enjoy this. On the weekend, I have my daughters, and I have them on Saturday and Sunday. And on Saturday, I'm like, I'll take the girls out to the movies. We'll go out, and we'll see a movie. Well, one of the nice things about your kids becoming teenagers and getting older is you can go to movies you want to see.
Yeah, sure. Yes.
And this is the story. It was discussed. Believe it or not, with the 15-year-old.
I think I know the answer to that discussion.
It was shot down. Yes, it was shot down. I would think so. But I did, one of the things that's nice is like to take them to a movie that I wouldn't mind seeing after years and years of going to animated movies. And this is a lesson I learned that I will share with anybody that's in a similar situation. I'm with my daughters, and I start trying to talk her into going to see True Grit.
Yes.
And it ain't flying, okay? She doesn't want to go see a Western
with Jeff Bridges. That's a tough sell for a young lady.
It's a sell. I didn't have a chance.
Right.
And it wasn't going to happen. And then at one point, Elizabeth says, well, we could go see Tangled. I said, oh, the animated movie. I don't want to go. And I realized that later in the day, I guess after Daddy had gotten his football fix or whatever, I suddenly realized, no, she's 13.
Yes.
And she wants to. She still wants to go see Tangled.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I'm you not going to have
that.
Many. And I should run to this. Yeah.
Right.
I should go on a dead run sprint to that and go see that movie. And I realized, and it was like a bolt of lightning. I went, what the F am I doing? And wake up Sunday morning, and
children are gone.
The children, they've been,
Spain in a bag.
They've been taken to Spain in a bag. And I wake up, and I said, why don't you ask your sister if she wants to go?
Yeah.
And we'll go to the early show, and we'll get back home. I'll get the football in, and everything will be cool.
Sure.
She goes upstairs, the 16-year-old who's sleeping, the 15-year-old who's sleeping.
Toes are blue.
And Catherine says yes. Catherine says yes.
Oh,
she wants
great.
To go. And we go, and we watch this movie, Tangled, which is animated features goes, was just A-okay. Yeah, I had no problem with it at all.
And why you raised them right is because you weren't seeing Yogi Bear. That's because you raised your children right.
I love that.
And I was sitting there, and at the end of the movie, the lights come up, and I'm walking out with my
15-year-old and my 13-year-old, mm-hmm. and walking out in front of me are probably three or four dads with little ankle biters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure.
And I put my arms around my daughters, and I went, you know what? How could I mm-hmm. have even thought not to want right. to go see not to sprint to this because that
you're
is
just days away from them not choosing eight, Tangled.
Right. Hours, perhaps. Right, yeah. right. And I said, you know, this is what it's all about. Mm-hmm. And when you have a little daughter and you have two little daughters, and I put them away, I put my arms around them as we're walking out. Mm-hmm. I said, I remember when we do this with you little guys, and they looked at me and they understood it. They
Good.
Got the moment.
That's awesome.
They understood the moment, and it was. Really, for me, like, and they're cherished moments, and you just sit there and you go rock and roll. Yeah. I mean, you're talking to somebody, and I'm sure Rob would agree, Mark would mm-hmm. agree, it is the best. Well, it is add, the I best. Had, finances
moment,
be damned.
I had a moment like that this weekend. Now, right. I've been working lightly, not to pressure them to make them go away, getting my kids to watch some older movies that I think they'll enjoy, stuff that I love.
Right.
And Buzz got me The Maltese Falcon on Blu-ray for Christmas. I said, mm-hmm. you know what? This is a short movie.
The Maltese Falcon.
90-minute movie.
Did they track with it?
Good plot, yes. And here was the best thing. It took Robert two nights to watch it. We watched it like 45 minutes and 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I said, Poor anytime kid. You don't understand what's going on. No, actually not.
I'm kidding.
I said, anytime you don't understand anything in the plot, we can Rabbit. Pause it. You can ask me. And he walked through it. And then the next day, we finally finished it. My mom said, I understand you watched The Maltese Falcon. He said, yeah. Did you know that Mrs. Wonderly killed Miles? He was so tracking with it that he loved his favorite thing was the end of the detective
it's
story
so neat
where
when
they tie everything
like
and it
that.
Just it made me feel
so,
great.
So, but about Oscar's point.
Yes. Well, that's the question. Kara always has this bit. She's like, I want to have children because I want somebody biologically
connected to her.
No. She wants biologically. It's like it's a. They have to love you. Like they. There's no question.
Oh,
no,
contrary.
No, they don't. Exactly. But you know what I mean. That they have to take care of you. And, right. And
no,
so
they don't.
And so I get that. But I don't
Look
know.
Look at Ted Williams.
I don't know.
Man, I got something biologically.
Oh God.
Something wow. tangled over there.
Sorry about that.
I don't know what it would feel like if. My father had not had me or my mother had not had me and you're sitting at the hospital and all you have is your significant other.
Right.
Or you may not have your significant other and all right. you have is yourself and maybe a friend.
Right.
I'll start with the depressing stuff first.
And if the hospital smelled like this room right now.
Philosopher Nietzsche said, and I sort of buy into this, we all die alone. And ultimately you do. Nobody can go with you.
Hey, everybody. Happy Tuesday.
And that's my happy thought of the day. Now, on the plus side, I would hope. That even without children, I would have friends or people close to me or a gang of women.
But Buzz,
you know,
think
just
of, no, let's
that
be honest
bed.
Here, though. If you didn't have Mark, who else is going to who else is going to drive you to the hospital? Who else is going to do certain things for you?
Yeah, well,
other friends?
We'll see.
The women at hospice.
The state.
But don't you think? Yeah, but don't you
the
think
women
it would have been?
Hospice.
And I'm not. I don't think any
That's
parent
funny.
Raises their kids for them to take care of them.
Right.
I just think that and the idea of. But sitting there in the state you were in mm-hmm. and not knowing who was going to be there to help you out or help you with the situation.
I don't remember being even.
You never felt lonely.
Even with the dark thoughts I had, I don't remember thinking about
that. You never felt
lonely.
That.
Not
Buzz,
really.
I'll be honest with you. Wow. With the number of hospital visits, I dropped by your hospital bed on four separate occasions.
Yes, you did.
Ten different times, Mike.
I will tell you two words apply to that, to those visits.
All right.
Professional courtesy.
Exactly. It was a consideration.
And yet it fooled me into thinking I was loved and I got better. So there you have
there it.
It worked.
Fair. No, I completely thought the opposite. I think if you're in that realm, you sit there and you're like, ugh. Like,
I guess
I don't
but
know.
But what's weird, here's what's strange. Buzz has given me two answers about how emotionally he has reacted to this that are very honest and completely surprised me. Yeah. A, that he came out of this with kind of a cocky swagger,
right.
which I would think you would be humbled by the experience. But I am now that I process it, I'll
it
think about
sense,
it.
Yeah.
It makes sense. And then secondly, that he's more... That you are more empathetic with other people, mm-hmm. though, that are going
True.
Through horrible,
very,
tragic
very
situations.
Very aware of that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's interesting. Yeah.
I just couldn't imagine going through that alone, and God bless Marsha
yes.
for being there and really being your rock.
Yeah,
but
she was
you know,
right there
she was
the
absolutely,
whole time.
And I don't know, I can't put it into words, and I can't articulate how your wife was in that situation that made it... I don't want to say easier for us, but it did.
She's remarkably strong.
She offered
She's
comfort.
Just remarkably
she
strong.
Offered
very stable.
Comfort.
Yeah.
Yeah. She just didn't. There was no neediness in
there
her.
Was no
you know?
There was
no
panic.
There was no
panic.
And her ever presence there
yes.
kept me from feeling abandoned.
Yeah.
In
and
answer
to
your point.
To what Oscar said is, you know, what you're speaking about is kids, sure, and offspring, sure, but it also, in a much larger sense, is family. And yeah, absolutely. I really do feel, because right. I hate to get all jivey about it.
Right.
I feel like you guys are family. No, yeah, I have for a long time.
One of the things that was good about the experience, the good that came out of that was to realize that this particular endeavor was something that everybody had everybody's back in a really, in a way, in a unique way that, that says a lot. And, look, I'm trying to think in other situations, it probably would exist. It was just kind of different. It was everybody communicating with everybody else. There was a there was a family feel to all of this that we were all kind of, we just were watching each other's back in a really positive way.
It cemented what already existed. Yeah,
there was no obligation here. There really wasn't. There was no obligation.
Family doesn't have to be blood. That's what I'm getting.
That's true.
I think you're absolutely right.
Very true.
Okay. And blood doesn't have to be family.
Before we go to break, I talked about the schedule, the new schedule that I'm under.
Yes.
And, I hope it doesn't sound whiny when I do this, because I actually really do enjoy the stuff I'm doing right now, and it's a lot of fun doing it. But just on on a pure physical level, I am not 25 anymore, and you just don't have the same level of energy that you used to have.
Mike, you're 25 times two.
It's just not. And I go to the repair shop to get a new tire for my little vehicle.
When you said that you were you weren't 25 and you went to the repair shop, I thought you were getting something done to yourself.
The repair shop. I go to the dealership.
Okay.
Because I got one of these expensive tires that is supposed to run flat.
Do they really work?
Every time I've had them before, and for some reason, when you have a run flat tire, there are two facts that happen. Okay. The fact that number one is a run flat tire, does not necessarily run flat. Okay. No. If you get a nail that certain way.
On the sidewall,
you're not going to be toast. And all those Mopar or no car.
That's what I say, Mike O'Mara.
Those run flat tires are. It always seems the nail takes the circuitous route and goes in through the sidewall where there's no way they can repair it.
Yeah.
And secondly, the other detail is that run flat tires are like 700% more expensive than regular tires.
Am I mistaken to know? Do the run flats allow you to drive another 50 miles necessary?
I did. They weren't able to patch it. I think they did a little thing. All I know is they came to me and they said, we can't really fix this in such a way where we could guarantee that this was going
to
be okay.
But you didn't have to change and put on the donut, at least.
I didn't put on the last. I think
he was sitting on the donut.
But I thought that my little rocket ship would come with a regular full-size flat.
Oh, nobody does anymore. No,
full-size
it's
flat.
It's painful to realize that when you need it.
And so the guy comes back to me. I'm rolling in for an oil change and a little bit of a tune-up, I'm rolling in for a $38 little trip to the repair shop, right?
Oh, no.
And the guy comes out and says,
that's like unicorns in Atlantis. $38 doesn't exist.
Can we see you for a second? We found that indicator light that you were curious about. There's a nail, and this nail is in that little confusing way.
Light in your instrument panel, was it a dollar sign?
It was. And he comes out, and he tells me, and really, when you talk about sweating the little things, he tells me this tire is going to be, are you ready for this?
Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
$400.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to guess higher.
Congratulations. And I'm like, oh my God, what? And so I ordered the tire. They said, listen, we got it. We don't have it patched, but we have it. We checked it, and we think it'll be okay. It'll be a real slow leak situation, and the tire's going to come in a couple of days. Yeah. So the
$400. Did you want it installed?
The tire finally comes in, and I'm like, let me get in there tomorrow before we get snow in the Washington D.C. area, and I'll go get the thing fixed.
Yes.
So. I talked about the toughest part of my day is the drive out here.
Yeah.
Well, I rarely, do super long drives after this show. I stay pretty close to home.
Understandable.
But got to drive back to the dealership, so it's a little bit of a long drive. And I'm on fumes. I'm really not doing it.
Yeah.
And I go.
I know the fumes you're on, too.
I go in, and they have this little bitty waiting area while you're getting your car serviced.
Does it smell like burnt coffee? They always seem to smell like burnt coffee.
It's every bit of the classic repair shop.
Right. Well, at least you got a chance to read a 1987 copy of Field and Stream.
No, I wish I should be so lucky.
Nothing?
It's FH1, Formula One Racing Magazine.
Oh.
That's all there is. They S the bet on their magazines they have in there.
Would it kill them to order us?
Hey, but the thing is, I got my little smartphone.
Right.
That's right.
It's Angry Birds time.
Everything.
Nice.
And I begin playing. And Angry Birds, incidentally, I wish I had it with me. Angry Birds has the... That's the sound that it makes when it comes on. And I start playing my Angry Birds. And as I'm playing my Angry Birds, there is a guy that's on the other side of the waiting room having his lunch and a lady that's very involved in checking her cell phone for messages. Right. And I begin to play my Angry Birds, and it's going to be about an hour. And as I'm playing my Angry Birds, I suddenly just become sleepy.
No.
And
you're
I'm pulling back the Angry Birds, and then I'm just going like this, and I go. And what I didn't realize is that I went completely out.
Oh, no.
And I went out, and the thing is, nobody was tapping me on the shoulder. I went open mouth snore out. Yeah.
There's the theme.
Right. And then let me see.
Now let's see if Mike falls asleep now.
All right, hold on. What I want to do, I want to do this because this, I think this is what the sound was here. All right. Oh, you're deep. You're deep into this.
Hey, right. Now.
All right, usually watch this. Is
because I want to do this.
Take no prisoners.
I got to the.
How many levels did you play before you fell asleep?
I played maybe two levels.
Oh, okay. No.
And then I missed the last level. And so I am snoring with my mouth open, and this is left on.
And no one bothers to mention it to you?
There it is. That's what the... Oh, when it goes to level failed, and it stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it stopped. So wait, but mine was still going. So this wasn't on.
Were you drooling?
But this, I was looking at this.
But you were snoring.
You were embarrassed, though. You thought it was just the pigs.
And I lift up, and I look over at the young guy. He's like a 20-something that's finishing his lunch up. And he gives me a look. I'll do this for the Ustreamers.
All right.
He's eating like the last part of his sandwich. And apparently, I've been going...
They've all been there.
Right there. And he looks up at me, and he's eating his sandwich. And he goes...
Welcome back, Chuck.
Oh, like, hey,
old
back.
Man, there you are.
Old man snoring. Old man snoring.
Which you could have broken the tension by saying, perhaps you might want to tune me in tomorrow morning on 105.9 The Edge. I'm Mike O'Mara.
Oh, God. It's like I've become the old man I didn't want to become. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will open up Rob's magic audio vault if I can stay awake.
Entertaining millions will wear you out.
Absolutely. We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. It's time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by DigitalTrends.com.
Hey.
For up-to-the-minute news and reviews on all the latest gadgets, go to DigitalTrends.com. Stay up on the latest tech trends and make smarter purchases. Get the new Kindle app at Mike O'Mara Show. Wait a minute. Why is this all of a sudden? Get their new Kindle app.
Yes.
At
Wake
Amazon.
Wake up, Mike.
Mike O'Mara Show /Amazon. Wow, Amazon. Or click their ad on our website, DigitalTrends.com. Real quick, before we get the audio vault, I didn't want to promise this on Facebook and not deliver. I'll go into detail about it tomorrow, but I've said great things about certain food items like the Honeycrisp apple.
Oh, yeah, I'm dying to know.
I said the food I hate. Oh, and I know my wife listens to this show every day.
Oh, that'll be good.
Here it is. Ham steak.
Ham
steak. Hate. Ham steak.
What is ham steak? I don't
ham
know.
Ham steak is the worst incarnation of ham ever
it's
invented.
It's a thick slice of ham served on your dinner plate.
That's all it is.
No, in the middle.
But have you tried it with like a cherry sauce?
No,
or something over
F it. I don't want any more ham
with
steak.
Black-eyed peas.
No, I don't want ham steak. I want ham like at holidays where you
skinny
carve
ham.
A little ham, right. Or I want the ham you get like and you put little slices on your sandwich.
Oh, and just so he knows,
yeah, ham steak.
Ham is a meat. You can buy it at a grocery store.
All right,
it's very pink.
It's delicious.
Ham steak. No good.
How about with
no good,
Mike? With eggs,
ham and eggs. I like my little thin sliced ham with my eggs. You
really?
See that?
Yeah,
I
yeah.
eat that. I just
I like a diced. Ham steak. Man.
Ham steak. Yeah, don't like my ham steak.
Is there anything?
Carla loves ham steak.
Well, it's easy to cook.
I don't. That's
wow.
Oh, you're gonna be in big trouble.
No, I'm not saying that about anybody.
You just earned a visit to the studio. She will come by and greet you because
I think
of that.
I mean, no, you know what?
Absolutely.
There are worse things.
You'll be wearing a ham steak.
All right, Rob, what do you have for us today?
Hatred is just shy of being liked.
Yes, I know.
Mike, I know you loved, like I did, the movie Titanic.
I love Titanic.
But, like the movie The Maltese Falcon, what a hard plot to follow.
Oh, very difficult.
Very tedious and tough.
What's yes.
Luckily, there is a lady on YouTube named Micah, and she will explain to you the plot of Titanic.
Thank God.
Now, I want you to think back to the movie, and I think a lot of it will become clear once you hear Micah break it down for you. Okay?
Let's go.
Jack and Rose met on the gorgeous ship. As soon as they met, they were falling in love. And then attacked on the ice rock, and the ship broken. Many people were sinking.
Mike, the ship was broken. Many people were sinking. Are you with her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's hear more.
In the sea. It was very cold.
In the sea.
So it was very cold.
They were shaking.
They're shaking.
In the sea.
In the sea.
Jack.
Jack.
Told her, please, Rose. it is cold, so
colder.
Take on the door. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Jack was in the sea. But Jack was very cold.
Very cold.
She's he was just practicing
very
her English.
Shaking. Rose. It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
But it very cold.
Very cold.
They
cold.
Said, help, help. But nobody came.
The movie
nobody
was came. Shorter.
Jack was frozen.
Yeah, Jack
and
froze to death.
Fall down in the sea.
He fell under
and
the wheel.
Rose.
Rose.
Was alive.
She was alive.
She was alive. Alive.
Mm-hmm. But Jack was died.
Jack was but Jack that, was died.
She has a beautiful memory.
She'll always have the
Thank
memories.
Thank you.
There you go, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well done.
I love that.
I believe that hell is different for everyone. When Rob goes to hell, yes. he will be surrounded by Asians.
Absolutely. Yeah. All, and Jews. I'll explain.
But the weird thing is, but that will be their heaven right. somehow.
Very good.
I know you love MSNBC, Mike. We all do. Yeah, and on the show Morning Joe, I hope I can say this name, and I'm Polish. Micah Brzezinski.
Brzezinski.
Is it Brzezinski?
Brzezinski.
This is not a really bad slip up, but if you really want to know what the mental age of the people on Morning Joe is, listen to them break up just because of one little misstep.
Okay. According to a study published in the journal Science, men who smell a woman's tears experience a dip in both sexual arousal and testosterone. The effect occurred even when men studied didn't
funny.
See the
but
women
is it this
crying,
funny?
And didn't Maybe. Know what they were sniffing. Tears. The results are the first to suggest humans chemically communicate with tears. And
I like anytime a woman says
about,
dick.
I heard about that story, and that's an interesting story overall. When a woman cries, it really does something to a man.
And it's the smell of tears.
It makes him horny.
Shuts down.
It pisses me off.
When you talked about that, but the study actually
it makes
says,
me know I'm doing it right.
The study actually says it will dampen your sex drive to see a woman cry.
Oh,
now,
well.
I remember you talking about the opposite on your radio show.
And the weird thing is that it's not the sight of the cry. It's actually the smell of tears. They had men smell tears, not telling them why they're being tested or what the smell is.
And it suppressed.
I don't know what they were thinking.
That's right. I love tears.
Tears ramp me up.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Shed a tear, baby. I don't want to sound sick. Before you play this, I really said I said this on the radio today, and I'm really happy about this. I thought it was so too. When I saw Michael Douglas go out the last time he was on Letterman, I think we all in the back of our mind said, is this going to be the last time we're going to see
really
this
thought
guy?
I thought he was setting TikTok. The table for the end.
Yeah. And another smoking guy there, Buzz, and he had his scare. Sounds like maybe he has beaten this
he
now.
Says
it's
he
amazingly
has.
Optimistic. This
I
is
hope
on
so.
The morning, the Today Show this morning. Michael Douglas, they asked Michael, how are you doing? Remember, we last heard from him. He had stage 4 throat cancer.
Yep, absolutely.
Michael Douglas, how are you doing?
I feel good, relieved.
Wow.
The tumor is gone,
nice.
But you know I have to check out on a monthly basis now to maintain.
Sounds better.
I guess there's not a total euphoria. I'll probably take a couple of months of getting checked out to feel. But it's been a wild 6-month ride. The salivary ducts have been closed down. As a result of the radiation, probably for at least a year or two.
Wow.
So your mouth is very dry, particularly affects you at night for sleeping. Still a fatigue factor, which will progressively go away, but that's about it.
Wow.
And you know what? He goes so far as to say the tumor is gone and the cancer has been beaten.
Absolutely. I think the odds are the tumor gone. And what I know about this particular type of cancer that I've got to beat.
It sounds cliche, but you know, I don't know anybody who's been through cancer who hasn't said that it's changed them. So in what way has it changed you the most?
It's put a timeline on my life. you know, we sail along. I'm 66 now. You know, I'm fortunate. I've got a mother who's 88. She'll kill me. She may be 87. My father's 94. So, you know, I feel good about those genes. But it's definitely a third act. And so you're a little more conscious of your time and how you choose to spend it.
I wish him all the best.
Yeah, yeah, not if you're Buzz Burbank.
If you're Buzz Burbank, you got that swagger.
The swagger. And you know what? He is moving forward. His next movie role, he'll be playing Liberace.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, and that's his next film. I can't wait.
That's really? Fantastic. Good. I'm glad to see great. Michael Douglas
one,
in some more movies.
One little nod to the shooting in Tucson. I thought this was pretty touching.
Okay.
Congresswoman Gifford's brother-in-law is in space right now. She's married to an astronaut.
Right, right.
The astronaut's brother is also an astronaut named Scott Kelly.
Okay.
And he issued this statement from outer space.
Very nice.
I think it's amazing. Good
statement. Congresswoman Gifford's brother-in-law, Scott Kelly, is commander of the International Space Station.
On space to ground one.
He led flight control centers around the world in a moment of silence.
As I look out window, I see a very beautiful planet that seems very inviting and peaceful. Unfortunately, it is not. We're better than this. We must do better.
Just pretty
close. All right, there you go. That's the audio vault for today.
Magic audio vault, Mike.
And you see that F-stick with his grinning mugshot. I'd like to reach into the goddamn television and rip his face off. Yeah. I swear to God, that psycho F, whatever the hell. And the more you hear...
sickness is clear
you
in
know,
that picture.
And the Tea Party will be relieved, and Sarah Palin will be relieved, and I think perhaps rightly so, that this guy was a nut job.
Of course.
An individual and, you know, not affiliated with
no,
any group.
And you know, when you hear they had one of his friends describe a classmate that he wanted to befriend this guy. Mm-hmm. And I can so relate to this, having gone through college with kind of questionable personalities, that he wanted to befriend this guy.
You were the one
guy.
With the personalities? Or?
I remember. I've told you the Birdman story,
oh, yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've told you about Birdman.
Yes.
It's the same way I felt about Birdman. But, you know, we didn't have the shoot 'em ups at so many universities had. But this guy talking about he wanted to befriend him because he thought this guy was capable of doing something and that at various random moments he would clench his fists and just, you know, for no apparent reason and get
clearly
angry.
Clearly a long time sick individual.
Yeah, yeah. So this guy, anyway, we'll check on our progress. We'll take a break, come back, hopefully Buzz has maybe an update on that and all that other good stuff. Coming back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeOmerashow.com.
How come you laugh?
Because it's Blues Brothers, you know? It sounds like, this always sounds like a slow version of the Blues Brothers.
It's Booker T and the MGs. Yeah. Actually, the Blues Brothers did this song in the movie.
Yeah. I hear it, I think, and that's the way my silly brain works. I hear this, I think Blues Brothers, I laugh every time I think Blues Brothers.
Two members of Booker T were in the Blues Brothers.
Really?
Steve Cropper and Duck Dunn, yeah.
Duck Dunn?
Yeah.
And did we see Duck Dunn together?
No, we saw Steve Cropper together.
Are you sure it wasn't Duck Dunn?
I still have the autographed ticket. Yeah.
Hi, Oscar. Hold on a second.
I passed out.
Wait a minute. Duck Dunn was in the... Really?
You know what? He might have been in the band.
He was in the
band.
But
we saw Steve Cropper in the casino.
What are you doing after the show, Oscar?
Okay. All right.
Janet Jackson's coming
to town. They were both in the band, right?
That's right.
Well, no, it's just like Rob and I have like had... Rob and I have shared like
we used to be such good friends.
We used to... Back when Rob and I were friends, we actually shared a couple of... I will never forget you and I walking into the House of Blues.
It was a great
night. The middle of Feels Like the First Time being done by the Northwest Airlines All-Star Band.
It was great.
And they had the lead singer of Foreigner.
Yes.
Right? He was the front man. I don't remember his name. Then they had...
Mick Jones.
Billy Preston. Wow.
Billy Preston on keys.
And they had like a few other... They had Felix
Cavalieri.
Yeah.
That's big.
Duck Dunn and Steve Cropper. It was an amazing band. And they all did their hits. It was good stuff.
All right. Let's get the news now. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Buzz Burbank, who is... feeling cocky, yet concerned for others.
That's right. I think you can do both.
Okay, take it away, psycho.
Brought to you by... No, wait till I shave my head.
All right.
Brought to you today by Netflix.
Catch up. Take it off.
But you know, catch up on the shows we love, from True Blood to Mad Men, from Dexter to Weeds, and do it on game consoles, computers, iPhones, iPads, and iPod Touches, or on your TV for just $8.99 a month. For a free trial, click the Netflix ad on our website. Now, there has been no change, Mike, in the condition of Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Doctors say the brain swelling they expected has not happened, which is possibly either very good news or it just means the swelling's running a little behind schedule. They also say that since Giffords is still responding to commands today, it appears there's not as much pressure on the brain as they had anticipated.
I saw that the doctor that is the spokesman, he looks a little like a Flintstones character.
Yeah, he does.
Like Dr. Rockhead.
Yeah, he's got a little Simpsons Flintstone.
He said the third day is when the swelling normally happens.
Right.
And then he said something that doctors say. This could either be good or bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Make a fist. Tell it us
sucks.
Something.
Sucks.
The alleged shooter was in court yesterday, speaking of lookalikes, looking like a young Uncle Fester from the Adams Family,
yeah,
and being represented by the same lawyer who represented Unabomber Ted Kaczynski.
Looked like they maybe tuned him up a little bit too. Had a little of the black eye happening, little weltage. You know, I would do. I mean, that's when as far as I'm concerned, the guy's lucky that he's not a hamburger by the time he gets into the paddy wagon.
Briefly, yesterday on the nightly news, the gentleman, the couple of guys that actually took this guy down, mm-hmm, they had one of the guys there, but the guy that took him down was in his 60s at the very
70s,
least.
70s. Both guys who 70s. Took him down were in their 70s.
And he had a grazed bullet wound on the back of his head.
Yeah. Greatest Generation.
Right. That is amazing.
And what an old lady helped too.
This was a guy who never, one of the guys who took him down had never actually served in active duty. The only action
it was a colonel, though.
The only action he ever saw was that day in Tucson.
You know, not to begrudge any veterans that have served in any conflict, because God knows, I don't know what I would do, but I'm reading a book right now that talks about the Army Air Corps in World War II, and
what's his name, Barzini?
God, I wish I could remember the title of this, but my Kindle doesn't allow me to read because I usually have the cover of the book right in front of me.
Linda Hillenbrand
Linda Hillenbrand, who wrote Secretariat.
Right.
And
Seabiscuit.
Seabiscuit, not Secretariat.
We're sweating all the details.
Jesus Christ, I apologize. And Mark will probably get me before the end of the show.
And it's about a guy in the Air Corps.
Louis Zamperini, or really.
Topo Gigio.
Something very much like that.
Can you tell why I limped through American University?
Is this the book you talked about the other day?
Yes.
Unbroken.
Unbroken. Louis Zamperini from Torrance, California. Mm. And she describes an air raid by the Japanese on this American position where these B-24 bombers were stationed. And man, oh man, when you talk about the Greatest Generation, what these guys went through, this thing and come back and even be able to function, I mean, it's just amazing, the courage.
I'm glad you brought this up. I have tape of that Japanese air raid.
Okay.
Jack and Rose met on the
The movie was short.
It was like utter hell.
Here's what you need to do is turn the Kindle over and with a Sharpie write the title of the book on the back of the device.
Yes.
Get it posted.
Unbroken. I should be able to remember that now.
But back to the series for just a moment. There is now the pending funeral for 9-year-old Christina Taylor Greene, who was lost in Saturday's spray of gunfire. Insatiable for attention, members of the Westboro Baptist Church will be at that funeral.
What are they going to be?
The insane group from Topeka, Kansas, that protest homosexuality at the funeral of U.S. soldiers. They will be there to protest the fact that Christina's upbringing was Catholic, a church that worships false idols in Westboro's opinion.
Guys, take a look at this logo on Ustream. Mm-hmm. I'm showing this to you right now. Patriot Riders, okay? This is the Patriot Guard Riders, and hopefully they will show up in force to take their American flags.
I don't doubt
it. You know, screw that church. I don't care. You know what? They're not even worth my spit.
Tucson residents will be there also, keeping the insane protesters away and visually separate from Christina's memorial.
Good.
Many residents have signed up to wear large angel wings to form a visual barrier around the dickhead protesters so Christina's family and other mourners can pretend at least they're not there.
Westboro Baptist.
There are different degrees of insanity, of course, but the angry atmosphere in the U.S. today is still out there and still mostly aimed at government. In Denver, another man is facing charges of threatening the staff of a U.S. senator. John Troy Davis was not happy about his Social Security benefits. This was before the Tucson shooting. And he called the senator's Denver office to say, and he quote, he may go to terrorism. To get your attention, Davis wrote, I will go down there and set fire to the perimeter. That followed another threat in which Davis allegedly said, I'm just going to come down there and shoot you all. To which he added, I'm schizophrenic and I need help.
God,
weird.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, he really is because he's going to go to jail now.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, the last time Republicans controlled the House, they were led by then-House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. And as Republicans take control again, DeLay is going to prison 3 years for money laundering. plus 10 years probation. He conspired to illegally funnel corporate money into Texas congressional campaigns.
But on the bright side, the money was never cleaner.
Those crisp $100 bills never looked better.
He ironed them. They were beautiful.
I was going to say he was defiant to the end. He claims he was innocent, and this was a
Great guy.
A witch hunt based on the prosecutor. So 3 years, and said that it's going to be years before he does any real time. They're going to appeal this thing, and he's out on bail.
Nicknamed the Hammer, it's Hammer Time for Tom
DeLay. It's Hammer Time.
Yesterday, we reported that Washington, D.C. is the most literate city in the U.S. Today, we can tell you that Stockton, California is the least literate, with Bakersfield not far behind. Yeah!
Hello, friends. Hello, dear friends.
And finally, a tale of three kinks. Charlie Sheen reportedly spent the weekend at the Adult Video News Awards ceremony in Las Vegas.
There he goes.
He may have spent part of the weekend with mattress actress Brie Olsen and others.
Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Brie.
Hey, listen, if you're Charlie...
Isn't Brie a kind of cheese?
I bet there's plenty of that.
Shouldn't he be emceeing the convention?
The thing about Charlie Sheen, I mean, do you expect anything less?
No.
Charlie Sheen has been rewarded for this behavior.
That guy's swagger is back.
Swagger's 100%.
Perhaps he's faced death.
I'd be on... And can you imagine you're Charlie Sheen and you walk into the AVNs?
Oh, please.
Oh, my God.
You wanted to try all-you-can-eat buffet.
Every whore in the world.
If you have found a dealer, you could have some baked brie.
Baked brie.
In Granby, Canada, a man is suing the makers of a junk enlarger because he said his didn't work after 500 hours of effort. And in Poland, a man has been arrested for drunken driving. Police could not help but notice he had a goat in the car. The man says his goat was lonely and he was taking it out for a date.
That's not a goat. I know that that's a dog. Buzz
Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's my people, Mike. The proud people of Poland.
Thank you very much, Buzz.
You bet.
Our show is brought to you by Amazon. You can find almost anything at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. We love our partnership with these wonderful people because we get lots of benefit out of this and they don't know we exist. Including products you hear on this show like the drone helicopter, Star Wars on Blu-ray, Call of Duty Black Ops, and Joan Rivers, a piece of work. You can get that at Amazon, too.
Amazon is the sexy girl from high school.
Thank you. Support the show and shop through us at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Maybe someday that pretty girl will really, really pay attention to it.
Until then, we'll keep doing her homework.
This program cannot be rebroadcast without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeO'MaraShow.com. We depend on your support through advertisers, as well as merchandise, bonus hours, raw, and the VIP packages. For ad info, call Mr. Ronick at 301-244-8773. For Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Balls to you.
Swagger.